Language interpretation has been an issue in Parliament over the past few days, with some committees complaining that only English and Afrikaans are catered for. Here is what went down on Friday when the Public Service and Administration Committee met.
Honourable Member, could I just stop you there? The interpreting services are not active at the moment. So I cannot follow you. Honourable Member, I will have to come back to you later with that. As I have indicated to you, the interpreting services is not active, and I apologise that I could not follow your isiZulu. So thank you. Yes, please.
It cannot be correct, Honourable Speaker, that we don't have the interpreters in the House. Whatever has to be concluded here, you have to refer to the answer. It can't be. We cannot allow you to go on in this way.
The fact of the matter is, regardless of the reason why the interpreting services are not active, and I do not take kindly to the fact that they are not active.
But the same thing happened. Lendo yenze kaibi yenze kitizo.
Let me put it this way, honourable colleagues. This matter has now gone far enough, Honourable Niyaus. I'm not going to take your point now. I am still on the floor and
you must acknowledge that English was actually used. The other languages were used. Afrikaans was used. You never actually had a problem with that. Now, when issues are actually tabled in vernacular, which is a constitutional matter, you're actually interfering. That is actually your point of order. And you must actually have respect to our languages. We don't take kind of that. We can't take kind of that. And indeed, we're going to actually take this matter up with your good self, because that actually is segregation to our languages.
Absolutely. Honourable Member, I could not agree with you more. We have 12 official languages. And you were more than welcome to raise a point of order with the Afrikaans.
We must tell you, we don't take kind of that attitude towards our languages.
On Monday, the issue persisted with the MPs in the Transport Committee complaining about the same issue.
I just want to find out why there is no other interpretation in other languages. Why are we subjected to two languages, which is Afrikaans and English?
We'll look at it and check why they did not provide for the other languages. I thought maybe when you go to other channels, you'll be able to find the interpreter.
I don't know when is this going to end. Honorable Chairperson, this is unbecoming. Last week, we were exposed to the same issue of languages. Indeed, asikho kukano, but we have to be respected, please. Our languages are more important as well, like any other language. This excuses that they will look at it. We are here.
What even compound this matter is that it's a coincidence of where Afrikaans and English are imposed on us in the same way that it was imposed on South Africa in 1926 by a guy called J.P.M. Hertzog, when he formed a government of national union, a coalition which excluded black people then. It can't be a coincidence that Afrikaans and English are imposed on us. So I agree with other members who propose for an adjournment until this matter is addressed.
In the correctional services, the same issue was raised.
My point of order is not addressed to the speech of the minister, but it's a technical issue. This thing is not translating, and it's been reading Afrikaans. We don't understand Afrikaans.
Okay. Now,
so if I could speak Zulu, you wouldn't understand me yourself. So can you just deal with this thing of technicalities so that this house moves?
You're quite correct. Whilst all of us have the right to speak in any of the official languages, the translation services should work. They have been present during the morning plenary. I will ask the table staff to just check whether they are in fact working.
Because if we stand up and speak Zulu there, it's going to be a problem even for you. I think for the progress of this house, what is most important is that we all understand what we are saying here. So if I can just come here and sit here and waste my time listening to Afrikaans that I don't understand, then it's going to be useless because I won't be able to engage the minister's speech. So can you please deal with the technicalities of the house even before we come and proceed?
Parliament has been providing simultaneous translations for all South African official languages, including sign language, for at least 20 years. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.